We're checking back in today with Quincy City Council President Ian Kane to give us an update of the November 17th council meeting. Hey, Ian, how are you today?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. I'm good. We're getting down to the holiday season here. It's hard to believe.
I know, it's flying by.
Absolutely. Any do you have a favorite pick for a Thanksgiving Day football game?
Well, I'm glad you laughed while you were asking that. No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I no. I don't.
Okay.
Q or NQ?
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I mean, isn't
I
that? I mean, it's tough to pick one city here, you know.
know, I know. Well, they both had pretty good records this
And
year.
I didn't go to either school.
There you go. So you really are objective then.
Yes, I picked BC High.
All right. No contact sports at City Council last night, right?
None that I'm aware of before, after.
Okay.
There were none during, at least.
But there were some athletes there.
There were some athletes. Yeah, we started the meeting. Councillor Campbell, who is a strong patron of youth sports, brought the QNQ or Quincy North Quincy High School girls cross country team in to honor them for their recent achievements, which was really nice. There were probably about 15 or so young ladies that came in. And that crew, which is led by Jeff Hennessy, who I said last night, I'm like, this guy's an institution. He's been around for decades. He said, I think 86 he was coaching around. But you know, I remember when I was young, like 7, 8 years old, doing Quincy Track Club. He's been around forever, and he looks great. So it's good to have a person like that involved in the community that just helped young ladies and youth to realize talents within themselves, especially around track and field.
Yeah, very nice. Excellent. It's always nice to be recognized by your city for those students too, I know.
Yeah, no, Councilor Campbell's done a great job. He's brought a lot of different teams in, or especially over this past year. So it's nice to have another group in. And I know that the families and the young ladies and the whoever, you know, usually participates appreciate it.
Nice, very nice.
And so we had a short agenda, but a couple of presentations and discussions that took place. The first was a presentation around the multi-hazard mitigation plan. And this is a multi-department effort that is led out of the planning department, but it's, you know, all the departments that he named last night. So, I mean, it's the mayor's office, it's emergency management, it's the Department of Public Works, it's building inspectional services, it's the Department of Natural Resources, health department, community planning and development, of course, and then public buildings as well. And so it's really a comprehensive, this is a 5-year update, which is annually updated, but it is a planning process that helps to identify certain hazards by way of, you know, weather-related and climate-related events, and then to provide solutions to mitigate those risks on an ongoing basis. So it was a very we received a binder. In that binder were you know, certain letters. There was a whole outline of the plan, and then the plan summarized in this document that's before me. So that the presentation's available on the I guess resident page of the Quincy City website. So if you want to take a look deeper, then I would suggest that. This process is managed by, and I guess, you know, mandated by FEMA, and it's connected to the National Flood Insurance Program. Sort of top line things that the city, and I meant to ask this last night and I didn't ask, and I'm not sure the answer to it right now, but we maintain a 7 classification rating. And I don't know out of how many classifications that is. So I don't actually know. It's not bad. I think it's good. I saw in a list of others that there were 8s. So, you know, maybe we could be better. Who knows? But that, I guess, amounts to a certain percentage of savings on an annualized basis for the National Flood Insurance participation, which is a good thing. Because of, you know, what that effectively means is that we're doing all we can to mitigate these risks and effects from the events that we are projecting to take place. And so you get a discount on flood insurance, which it thinks they have to pay for that, but it is what it is.
Well, as I recall earlier this year, some 300 properties were taken out of the flood zone because of the city's mitigation efforts, right?
Yeah, and I actually think that there was there was some bad news around that. I think that there was a filing that the city made to get more out of the flood zone, and I think there was a problem, not with anything that the city or that our consultants did to help with that effort, but I think it was something on FEMA's side that they might have changed. I don't know if it was changed the map. I'm sorry. I wish I could speak more accurately about this, but I'm pretty certain that there was something with the federal government that went afoul with that.
Okay. I'll
Yeah.
see if I can't get more information about
Like,
that.
because we've been on this. I know, because that was a great presentation that, you know, we were continue to work to make sure that we can get people out of the floodplain and of course to alleviate some of these burdens that have been incurred from this national from this flood insurance requirement.
Right.
But we are the second highest rating apparently to Boston, or the second highest number of policies to Boston. Boston being number one, and then Revere's in third place after that. You know, after 2018, that, you know, 100-year storm, $3 million apparently was spent in, you know, from the Affordable Housing Trust to rehouse or rehome 76 households. So there's, you know, there's a ton of money that's being thrown at this when events happen, but it's better to be prepared, which is what this process is for.
Sure. Okay.
Again, if you want to dive deeper, I encourage people to go to the city's website and to check out this presentation there.
Very good.
Okay. The next item up for bid was a presentation or a proposal for a housing development incentive program agreement at 126 Granite Street, which is currently where the TJ Maxx and you know, formerly known as Boston Chicken, Boston Market are. So that property, which is currently 64,000 square feet of retail, is slated for redevelopment. And that redevelopment, which would, you know, be that entire parcel from the end of where Boston Market was to Burger, including Burger King, would be replaced with a 260 unit residential complex with 50,000 square feet of retail. I guess like some of the top lines, we sort of outlined this last night. I've got my little chart here if you can read it. But I just wanted to understand more about, you know, what's this deal look like? What is the city giving, and what is the developer, you know, contributing, and or what does this project look like? So, 260 units, as I said, 50,000 square feet of retail, $25 million in taxes, in addition to the current tax that's being paid on the property over 20 years. Now, the city is contributing $1.5 million as a tax incentive over 13 years, which will be recuperated in between years 2 and 3. Okay, so just to lay that out, the developer will contribute approximately $2.6 million to the Affordable Housing Trust in lieu of building affordable units at that site. This building, 260 units, will be market rate units. There'll be approximately $1.4 million in fees towards the development of this project, you know, through building services, engineering, licensing, whatnot. There has already been $26,000 allocated for the completion of a road safety audit, which has been completed. There's an estimate of $3 to $5 million of sidewalks and trees that will be installed with this project. So again, on the city side, $1.5 million incentive over 13 years, recuperated over the first 2 to 3 years of the project once it goes live. So that's like 2030 is the anticipated date of open. There's an associated bond that comes from the state that will go towards infrastructure work at Bergen Parkway and Granite Street. So that's $2.7 million. It's not a direct allocation to this project per se, but it will certainly benefit the project with the work being done, and the work will be done in collaboration with how this project is developed. And the city has made no commitment, $0, to additional infrastructure. And so this project, as I just outlined, that package, which was approved by the City Council last night, will be submitted to the state to apply for this additional tax incentive. So this is the HDIP component, as so to speak. And so that will entitle the project to an additional $3 to $4 million. If that $3 to $4 million for that project is not approved by the state, or they don't receive those extra incentives, then the project will not move forward as it currently stands, and the city will not provide that tax incentive as outlined in this agreement that was approved last night.
Oh, okay. So it all hinges on the state approval.
That's correct.
Okay. And does that include the roadway improvements as well?
Which part?
Oh,
The grant's already been approved.
it has.
Yeah, so that work will most likely happen regardless, but it's just sort of a, hey, this is happening, concomitantly, or will happen in conjunction with this project.
Okay. Gotcha. Very good. And that was, you said that was approved unanimously?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
So.
I think that's a great project. City's giving up minimal there. And to have, 260 market rate units with 50,000 square foot of new retail in the downtown area, I think is good.
Yeah, was there any discussion as to what that retailer might be in?
So there was a piece that the mayor's office had put out suggesting that it could be a Whole Foods in there as one of the retail tenants.
Okay, across from Star Market.
And then it would be adjacent to Trader Joe's. So
Oh.
we would have a food shopper's delight down there.
If it all comes to fruition, right? Yeah.
And frankly, those are all very different stores. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah. Well, different, total different demographics for each store. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think, having a Whole Foods is a, and the same with the Trader Joe's. I go to Star Market. I love Star Market. So, but if you having a Trader Joe's and a Whole Foods, I think that those are very different market indicators for economic
And there's a
development.
built-in market with the new housing units coming online, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was our agenda last night.
Okay.
But good.
Short, but I mean pretty substantive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was short, but those are two substantive things that were put before us. And then we moved our next meeting to December 8th, just for scheduling purposes. And so that is when we next meet.
Number 8. Okay, very good. So that means we won't talk before all the holiday stuff, Ian.
Oh, then I wish you all the best.
Will we see you in the Christmas parade this year?
We'll see, but if not, I'll see you on the coverage, right? Anyway, I'll see you on TV.
Yes, we'll be there with bells on, literally.
Yeah. Have fun.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe.